Well, I was in Detroit, corresponding almost precisely to your website. I was in Detroit from 78 to 83, and a publishing company in north central Wisconsin called Crosby Publications bought Goldmine magazine. The company that owned Goldmine, we only were a few people, but they had two other magazines. We did a big time wrestling magazine. We worked for the Sheik, who, this is so funny, back then, before Ted Turner reinvented wrestling, it was all regionally. It was just all broken up in regions. And so the Sheik ran all the wrestling in Cobble Hall. And of course, he was the king of the world. He was the champion. But he owned it. And we wrote and printed and created all of his programs and everything he did associated with that. So we had that. And they had a fledgling video magazine that didn't last very long. But Brian Buchanan sold Goldmine to Crosby Publications in 1983. And I raised my hand and said, what happens to me? And so I called up the gentleman who owned Crosby, which turned out to be a very large company. We had, at our peak, like 48 magazines. All in collecting. And I convinced him to fly me out to Wisconsin and watch me walk and talk, and he hired me. And so I stayed with Goldmine and I moved up in the corporate ranks and kind of reinvented myself as a professional publishing management person and hired editors and graphic designers and things like that. And I was there until 1990. So I was with Goldmine continuously, professionally, from 1978 to 1990. And then, do you want to know what? I mean, I came back to record collecting, but it was to compete against Goldmine. But that's a few years. Yeah, well, I left to become the vice president of a comic book, an underground comic book publishing company called Kitchen Sink Press. Which, yeah, they're no longer in business, but I'd become friends with Dennis Kitchen with his people, because I was also the group publisher of the comic book division. And so I was, as for the last few years of that portion of my Crosby career, I was as immersed in the comic book world as I was in the music world. And they made me a fantastic offer, from a fiscal perspective, and I could commute to their job, to where they were. So I took it, and it only lasted a year, and it didn't turn out to be what anybody wanted it to be. You know, they were a bunch of hippies and didn't really want to come to work. And they knew they were successful in spite of themselves, and they thought I could change the culture, but I couldn't change the culture. So they fired me after a year, and I spent the next couple of years buying and selling records and collectibles and refinishing antique furniture. And then another company from the East Coast called Landmark Specialty Publications decided they wanted to compete with Crosby Publications. So they started buying up all of the collecting magazines in America that weren't owned by Crosby. And I was freelance writing for almost all of them. And my wife at the time and I had actually started a magazine called Baby Boomer Collectibles. And so every time these people bought a magazine, they kept running into me. So finally they called me and said, who are you? And so then they hired us, and we had a remote office here in Wisconsin. We didn't have to move. And they bought a floundering record collecting magazine called Discoveries, which had been published out of Portland, Oregon, by Jerry Osborne. He used to put out all the record price guides. And, you know, he had been a distant number two to Goldmine all those years. So they bought that magazine and gave it to us, and we started over with it. We just virtually, I mean, a box of files came in the mail one day, and I had nothing. I had no people. I had no staff. I had no material. And I had a full magazine by deadline. with some advertising in it, you know, by the next month, and then we grew it pretty rapidly. So I did that for a few more years, and then Krause bought that company. So for the second time, I was purchased by Krause Publications, and I went back there, but it wasn't the same. The Goldmine people didn't like me because I, even though it was my legacy, because I competed so successfully, albeit professionally, never said a bad word about them, but, you know, we created a much better product and they were jealous and resentful of that. So they basically bought Discovery so they could kill it, which they let me run it for another year or so. And then they slowly, they eventually told me I had to work on the antique furniture magazine or not have a job.